Good afternoon. You're listening to Assistive Tech Podcast. It's October 1st, 2005. This is Dr. Brian S. Friedlander. And every time October rolls around, I begin to plan and think about my trip to Closing the Gap. This year's Closing the Gap, I think, is going to be a very, very exciting one. And I look forward to looking at some new programs that have just recently been released in the last couple of months. And I'm sure there'll be some new ones announced at Closing the Gap. But in any case, I will be also presenting at Closing the Gap on October 20th at 12:30. Richard Wanderman and myself will be doing a presentation on AlphaSmarts, Neos, and Danas. It should be a very informative session, so if you can make it, that would be great. Also, I'll be spending some time at the Apple booth in the exhibitor hall, showing off some of the really fantastic accessibility features that are found in OS X Tiger. If you haven't taken a look at the Macintosh OS X, you really should. It's got some really great hooks in there and a tremendous number of accessibility features like Zoom and a new feature called VoiceOver that's a screen reader for the Macintosh that comes built right into the operating system. Even little things like changing the size of the cursor are built into Mac OS X Tiger. So look for me in the Apple booth. I should be doing some work for them. That's pretty exciting. Also, in the exhibit hall, also stop by Don Johnston. I'm sure Don Johnston will be showing Solo. Last year, Closing the Gap, they piqued our curiosity with this new suite of applications that includes Write Out Loud, Draft Builder, Co-Writer, and a new program in this week called Read Out Loud, which can read text files and also read the web. I think you'll see some exciting developments with Solo. I know I've been using it for the last couple of months, and teachers are really excited with the supports that are built right into the application and also the way the individual applications are integrated. It's a really smooth integration of all four pieces, both for reading and writing. So take a look at that, and I know also that also take a look at some new titles from start to finish books, which you haven't used them. You really need to take a look at them, and also some new content that Don Johnson will be publishing in science and social studies. So stop by and take a look what they have to offer. Stop by Kurzweil, and they'll be showing Kurzweil for the Mac 3.0, which is a new version of the Kurzweil application, and also Kurzweil 3009.0 for the Windows environment. It has some really nice features, so stop by and take a look and see what they have to offer. In addition, Cricksoft back in June announced a release of Clicker 5, so I know they'll be showing their new application, and it's a very exciting application that allows you to provide picture supports for students that need it. Also, you can develop talking word walls and support reading and writing activities very, very nicely with Clicker 5. In addition, they made it easier to use, improved the speech engine, and also made it easier to download completed activities right from Cricksoft's website. So take a look at Cricksoft if you haven't taken a look at Clicker 5. Please stop by and take a look at that. In addition, Freedom Scientific just recently released Win 4.0 that has lots of new features. One of the nice features is the ability to create MP3 files from right within Win, and also they improve the ability to take notes right on the image view, and so it's a really nice application. So stop by and take a look at that. IntelliTools just announced a new set of overlays that should be of interest to anyone that's been using the IntelliKeys keyboard. They have overlays for commonly used applications like Inspiration, Kidspiration, individuals using Safari or iTunes, or even for using Kurzweil and Winn. So take a look at that. And also there's overlays for the Don Johnson products for Write Out Loud and CoWriter. So that really improves the capabilities of the IntelliTools keyboard and does it without you having to do the programming. So those are some of the software applications that were updated, but I'm sure you'll find some new announcements while you're closing the gap. I know I'll be spending some time at Apple Computer's booth and also the AlphaSmart booth, so stop by, take a look at the AlphaSmart offerings with the Dana, and also their newest device called the Neo, which has an enlarged screen and also allows you to change the fonts. It should be a really exciting conference this year at Closing the Gap, and I look forward to seeing everyone there. If you'd like to download a free issue of Inclusion Times, which is published 5 times a year, you can go to my website at www.assistivetech.com. And you can also find out more information about a new video and DVD that I recently released on the topic of assistive technology. And the video and DVD include footage of commonly used assistive technologies in the classroom. And so if you need more information, you can get that on my website as well. So I hope to be doing a number of these podcasts in the next couple of months, and I'm just kind of giving this a try and see how it works out. So in any case, I hope to speak to you soon, and if you're closing the gap, please stop by the AlphaSmart booth or the Apple Computer booth and say hello.